The State Office of Elections checked equipment and distributed ballots, voter registration, and reporting forms to more than 200 precinct polling stations statewide. Chief Election Officer Scott Nagle says so far, 25% of all registered voters have cast ballots.
Looks like over 180,000 people have already cast their ballot. Either they mailed it in or they voted walk. We don't know what turnout is going to be tomorrow, but we're ready.
Nagle says the precincts are staffed and ready for any surge in voter turnout. And for the first time, eligible residents can register and vote at the polls on the same day.
This year election, if you're not registered to vote, you can go to a polling place. Make sure you go to your proper polling place, register and cast your ballot. So to find your proper polling place, you can just go online to our polling place locator, type in your address, and it'll tell you where your polling place is.
But many races were settled in the primary election, with 17 legislative races uncontested and not appearing on the ballot. And the number of Democratic voters eclipsed Republicans by a considerable margin. In fact, if 3 out of 4 Democrats voting in the primary election stayed home and did not vote, Republicans would still be outnumbered 2-1. Nagle cannot comment on the lopsided nature of voting in Hawaii, but he has seen trends change since he started working at the elections office in 1998.
In Hawaii, it used to be where gubernatorial elections had higher turnout than presidential elections, but that hasn't been the case recently. Somewhere around 2008, the trend started to shift back to follow the nation.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.